welcoming, or is everybody, well, somebody will greet the newcomer, is what is your group's message? Is it one that's quiet during the meeting, or is there a bunch of cell, you're wondering, is anyone present because they're all down on their cell phones? Is it, well, is our newcomers coming in and staying? If they're not, once again, this is our responsibility. Watch that door for the unfamiliar face. I'm not limiting that to newcomers by any means, because I have been the unfamiliar face walking into a meeting. I don't know anybody. I'm invited there to speak. And I've come in where they're huddling and they look up and they realize they've never met me, so they go back here. And so I'm trying to seek out where the secretary is, let them know I'm here. But you see, don't let that happen at your group. It is each of our responsibility, whether that person had a drink in the parking lot or they're 500 years sober and they're rolling through town. Maybe they're looking for a new group. Would that be the new one they would want to come to? Would they come back to your group? At some point, you didn't know anyone in your group. Neither do they. How can I have them have a really rich experience with my group? What is my group's message? One of the things I like to always pose is the next time you go to your home group, try to pretend you've never been there before. What do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? If you were a visitor, knew no one, what would that experience be like? Are they all clicked up? Is there anybody there early? I mean, I've been to meetings that I go 20 minutes early. I'm thinking, have I got the right day and time? 5 minutes before they roll in. But you wonder, am I? So don't let that be your group. When we talk about the six, we talk about money, property, and prestige diverting us from our primary purpose. For me, it's ego, pride, and self-will. Those are my diversions. Now, one time I was looking for, you know, money, property, and prestige. It was called Men, Money, and Mansions. That diverted me from my primary purpose. The good news, bad news is I caught a couple, but they married somebody else. Both of them did. I've married off more men. You can't believe how many people I've married off. But I know that if I would have had what I wanted become a reality, that old saying, you would have a different speaker here tonight, you absolutely would, because I would not have stayed sober. I could see that once I got past that, and that was in that sixth year of sobriety where I was going to find people, places, and things to make me happy, instead of realizing I had shortened down my membership to attendance to visitorship so bare bones, I couldn't see the untreated alcoholism I was living in. Self-support, typically we talk about money, and I'm going to touch on it just for just a moment. If you still think a buck in the basket is doing us a favor, it's not. It hasn't been for 45 years, 47 years when I got sober. Let me put a baby challenge to you. You're probably pretty unconscious when you throw that dollar in. Wake up and throw in a 5 or a 10. We had hardly anybody in their first year, so that means y'all are working. You're not brand new. You got some money put away. When you come in with your $5 Starbucks, consider putting the exact same amount in your group basket. Yes. Yes. When I talk to new sponsees, we absolutely talk about your responsibility as a seventh tradition. Do not leave someone else to pick up your tab. It's time to pick it up yourself. But we also go on to self-support in other ways. So now that I've really gotten a couple of applauses there on my soapbox, I do want to mention about other ways that we are self-supporting. physically, we need to be self-supportive.